Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at Strecker Farms in Bighorn, Montana. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Shane's barley crop misses the mark for mulch. Despite being in the thick of what I'm about to learn is a disappointing barley harvest, Shane Strecker picks me up at our appointed hour in front of my state-issued Ford Focus in his combine harvester. Hey!
Sarah!
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Ready?
Yeah, what are we doing?
We're combining barley.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And my grandson's in there too, so we got company.
Okay, sweet. I climb up the steep ladder to the cab and settle into the combine's jump seat, already vacated by 10-year-old Weston.
Slam it like you're really mad. That'll work.
Okay. I have some experience doing that.
What we're doing now...
The cab's comfortable and appears to be sealed against the barley dust, but Shane warns me I'll be itchy as heck tomorrow. Hey, kiddo.
Hi.
Weston, this is Sarah. Sarah Weston.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
you. He has spent more time in that seat than... you can imagine.
You got bumped today, huh?
Since he's been a little kid, he spent a lot of time with Grandpa, there's no question.
Lucky you.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky both of you.
Wouldn't trade it for anything.
Weston's one of seven family members harvesting grain today. Shane's son, daughter-in-law, and granddaughter are in the grain truck. His brother is in the combine behind, and his nephew is in the one in front. His other son is driving one of the two semi-trailers. Under a big blue late July sky, it's all systems go for a family barley harvest that, to the untrained eye, mine, looks magnificent, honey-hued and fuzzy from the grain signature beards. Turns out I'm way off. This crop is a bust. Under contract from Molson Coors, it was intended to be malting barley to make beer, but because of July's persistent rainfall, it fell short of the company's criteria.
So they reject it. So you have to sell it for feed barley, which is about half price.
Oh,
so it's
gosh.
A pretty big hit.
Shane, I'm sorry.
So we're not, it's not the best harvest, but some of it may be okay.
Shane's family's grown barley for Molson Coors and its predecessors since 1992. He's one of about 800 growers across four western states that provide the beverage company with hundreds of millions of pounds of Moravian two-row barley for its beer every year. This arrangement supplies Molson Coors with all the barley needed to produce its domestic beers and 20% of the barley for its Canadian operations. To make beer, barley grains are steeped, germinated, and then dried, activating enzymes that convert starches into sugars, essential for the brewing process.
When that kernel is ripe, or starts to ripen, and you get a lot of these rains, well, it starts the germination process. Makes sense, right? So therefore, the maltsters can't use it for malt because it's
already
sprouted. It's already done its thing. So it's kind of a bummer. This is the first time in, you know, such a large scale like this has happened in, oh man, I don't know how long.
This is farming. Always a gamble. Frequently devastating. These 2,400 acres of barley are a sizable chunk of Shane's land, a big part of his ecosystem and farm economy. The barley that doesn't make malt is sold for animal feed he may well have to pay to ship out of state.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of financial hit is that?
Oh, it's huge. Huge. Yeah, you take a crop that you're only going to get half what you were expecting from your contract, you know, that's... I don't care what crop it is. You only get half. that's a big hit.
Does it cover your inputs? Does it cover your expenses?
No.
No, so you actually, it's a loss then?
Oh, God, huge. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Huge. And some years...
But barley's not Shane's only crop. He also raises spring wheat and sugar beets. That's for crop rotation. It's better for the soil, better for the crop, and actually mandated by the sugar company. It's also a kind of insurance policy. The barley's a fail, but the beets are spectacular this year. Thick and glossy, thriving from the same rain that spoiled the barley. Next week, Shane stops by the Billings Sugar Factory, just weeks from sugar beet harvest.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.